A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation, let's consider the book of Romans, chapter number 5, verse number 12. The Bible says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Sin entered into the world through one man, and the consequence of this sin is death. Sin introduced death to mankind. Adam sinned, therefore sin passed upon all. The consequence of sin is death. The Bible says death passed on all men. And don't forget, in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, the Bible says that all have sinned and they have come short of the glory of God. We have sinned and we have come short of God's glory. We sin in the loins of Adam. And in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Sin passed upon all men because all have sinned. So it is established from scriptures that all sinned in Adam. Sin gave birth to death, and death has passed upon all men. But Christ Jesus took upon himself our death, and he rescued us from the grip of death. He broke the power of sin. He freed us from sin and then removed death that was hanging upon our lives, upon our destiny. And so Christ Jesus broke us free from death. But let's understand death, the death that came upon all men. In Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, the Bible says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." That was the law. That was the command. If you eat of the fruit of this tree, you will die. Man was created and designed with immortality. Man was to live and not die. But don't forget, that scripture says, death has passed upon all men. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. So death came upon us because we sinned. God did not intend man to die. Death came as a consequence, as a product of the sin of mankind. So in this passage, God told Adam, don't eat. The day you eat, you will die. So the sentence of death has passed upon every one of us. What is this death? Four dimensions of death. Number one is the loss of fellowship or absence of fellowship with God. Sin breaks fellowship with God. And so any man whose fellowship with God is broken, is dead. You are dead if you don't have fellowship with God. You are dead if you don't have a relationship with God. If fellowship with God is broken, you are dead. In Genesis chapter number 3 and in verse number 8, Adam died because his fellowship with God was broken. Verse 8 says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden." In verse 24, the Bible says, "So he," that is God, "drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turneth every way to keep the way of the tree of life." Fellowship with God was broken, and that is death. When God told Adam, "You will die," Adam actually died. He died spiritually. There is spiritual death when your fellowship with God is broken. Adam lost fellowship with God, and that is the first dimension of death, break of fellowship. You have given your life to Christ for some years now. You've had a very robust fellowship or relationship with God in the place of prayers and in the study of the Word of God. Something happened to you. Your fellowship with God got broken. You have lost fellowship with God. Your prayer life is now zero. Your Bible study life is now zero. Dear listener, you are dead. Should that be your case? Should that be your situation? It simply means you are dead. Spiritually, you are dead. Your fellowship with God is broken. The second dimension of death is the physical death. Every man now will die. God told Adam in Genesis chapter 3 and in verse 19, "In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." The sentence of death came upon man. You are dust, and you will return to dust. Don't forget, the original design of God for mankind was with immortality. Man was to live like angels forever. But because sin crept into the world, don't forget, death also came as a product or consequence of that sin. Now, man dies. We die spiritually. Fellowship with God is broken. And of course, physical death now crept in. Man now dies. No matter how long a man lives here on earth, he will soon die. Methuselah lived 969 years. He died. Even if you live 1,000 years, you will one day die because death passed upon all men. The third dimension of death is the living dead. There are those who are living but are dead. They are merely existing. They are not truly living. A man comes to a state of irrelevance in his life that he begins to merely exist and is not living at all. He has nothing to show for his life. Such a man is frustrated about life. Such a man is despaired of life because he's merely existing. He is not living. And that is the kind of life that many people are living. They are alive, but they are dead. They are not. There's nothing meaningful coming out of their life. There is no record of any impact. There is nothing new entering into their lives. There is no testimony. They are just there, stagnant, not making progress, not moving forward. I call them the living dead. And there are many like that who are living, but they are dead. The fourth dimension is the second death. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 to verse number 15, the word of God says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death. The second death is the exclusive preserve of those who are not found written in the book of life. Is your name in the book of life? If your name is not in that book of life, you are a candidate prepared for the second death. And so these are the four dimensions of death that we can think about. But the Bible says that we have passed from death to life. I like that to be your refrain. I have passed from death to life. We have passed from death to life. Death is hanging upon all men, but we have passed from death to life. You have passed from death to life. And this shall be your experience in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and begin to thank Jesus, who died for your sin and rose for your justification. Lift your voice and begin to give him thanks. "Lord Jesus, I thank you because you died for my sins. You rose for my justification. Lord Jesus, I thank you because death passed upon all men, but you have freed me from the power and from the guilt of death. You have delivered me from the power of death. I am free from death. I have escaped the clutches of death. I have passed from death to life, and I am grateful, for this is what you have done for me, and I return the glory and the honor to you in the name of Jesus." I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. "Father, let my fellowship with you be not broken. And in case your fellowship with God is broken, begin to pray, Father, let my broken fellowship be mended. Let there be a restoration of fellowship. Restore me to fellowship with you in the name of Jesus. Let my fellowship with you not be broken, O God, in the name of Jesus. Restore me to fellowship with you and let your name be glorified. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Jesus came to give me life, Father. Let me enjoy life in abundance. Let me have life abundantly in every aspect of my life, my spiritual life, my finances, my health. Let me enjoy life abundantly. The thief does not come but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came that I may have life and have it more abundantly. I receive the abundant life of God in every aspect of my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father, because I will live, not just merely exist. I will live and make impact. I will record great impact. I will remain relevant even after death in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and begin to appreciate God because you will have no part in the second death. Thank you because your name is written in the book of life. Lord Jesus, I thank you because my name is in the book of life. I have no part, no portion in the second death. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you in the name that is above all names, that you have no portion, you have no part in the second death because your name is written in the book of life. I pray that your fellowship with God be not broken. And anywhere fellowship with God is broken, I pray for restoration of fellowship in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will be relevant in life. You will not merely exist, but you will truly live. You will live life abundantly, and God's name will be glorified. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later this evening for our in-depth and analytical teaching of God's Word, Ezra Project. Join this Bible study tonight, 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral, or you may wish to join on any of our social media platforms on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day and the Lord bless you.